Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Comforting Presence of Our Great Shepherd. And we have been looking at Psalm 23. We've just gotten as far as the first couple of verses where we see that the Lord leads us beside still waters. He causes us to lie down in green pastures. These verses represent His heart for us, His heart for His sheep. It reflects a state of mind that He wants us to be in. Perfect rest, perfect trust in Him. As a child, even if there is a dangerous situation, a child sometimes is not afraid if the father, the mother is there, knowing that they're loved and they will be protected and cared for. Praise God. So we see that God wants us to go through life in a state of His rest. Therefore, there remaineth a rest unto the people of God. We see recorded under the Old Covenant, the Israelites, they never entered in because of their unbelief. But by faith, beloved, we can continually abide in that place. Our Good Shepherd, He guides us, He guards us, He protects us. We are under His careful, watchful eye that are always open to the welfare of His sheep. Think about a natural shepherd. When they are watching a flock, I mean, the sheep are busy just eating or lying down doing what sheep do, but the shepherd not is only watching the condition of the sheep, making sure if there was one sick or one needed physical help in some way, but he's also checking the periphery. He's watching out for predators, for wolves or lions or other ravenous beasts that would attack the sheep. His perspective, his eyesight is much broader than just the flock. He's looking out for trouble that possibly could come. If, remember, that's what David said. He was not afraid to come against Goliath because he said, "The Lord delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion." How did he get that experience? Well, he was a shepherd. He was defending the sheep. And there were times there'd be some pretty hungry animals after the sheep, you know, wanting dinner, and he would fight and rescue the sheep that were in his care. How much more will our Good Shepherd fight for you, beloved? Oh, and the tears of sorrow come. He will uphold you, beloved, with the right hand of His righteousness. His power is there for you. There is no water so deep that He will not see you through. And what I'm talking about is not simply just an intellectual assent to faith. That's just a term. It's not mental assent to dogma. It's not conduct only. It's not subscription to ethical codes or allegiance to moral laws, but it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, beloved. He is my peace, who has broken down that middle wall of partition. Praise God. Let's go on, because there's so much that the Lord does for us, just to put it, if we had no other portion of the word, to put us at rest, give us comfort, to give us faith and hope and purpose and destiny. It's in this psalm alone, just these few verses that David penned. Verse 3 says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake." What does this mean? That means, beloved, when we are born into this earth, there is a concerted attack of the enemy against everyone that's born. He wants them to be, join him in hell, basically. That's his desire. And those who are certainly appointed to be saved, those whom the Lord knows he's going to call. I think the devil has some knowledge of that as well. It seems that his attacks, the cruelty, so many have experienced that really love God. They had horrible childhoods. Why? Because the devil knows the hand of God, the destiny, the divine destiny that is appointed in your life. And so there are many wounds, beloved. We carry many wounds. Some of them we can't even remember, but we need healing. Our soul, that's the citadel of emotions and feelings. God needs to heal that. And not only that, that relates to the past. It says he leads me in the paths of righteousness. That relates to the future. What are you going to do in the weeks and months ahead? Where is he leading you? It says he will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, Proverbs said, and he will direct your paths. The Lord is the most gracious restorer. He gives mercy. He gives grace. And if you've sinned, there's nothing you've ever done that he won't forgive. He will forgive you. Micah 7:18 shows us the love of God. And of course, I'm going to pause right here. Yes, there's places in the words, those who have tasted of the good things of the kingdom to come, who've tasted the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, if they willfully turn away, it's not possible to renew them to repentance. But those, I mean, he's not talking about the sins and we're sorry for them. People like that, they don't want to come back to God. They don't have a sense of repentance. And so, as unbelievable as it is, there are those who just fall away. And I don't want to get into a theological debate about once saved, always saved. Can a Christian lose their salvation? The point is, as far as I'm concerned, let's just do what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. I think we should do everything we can to walk in a life pleasing to the Lord, doing everything we can to bring glory to his name. Are we going to be perfect? No. Are we going to blow it? Yes. We're going to make mistakes. We are going to sin. But that gift of repentance is something that we can renew before the Lord in our hearts every day and thank him for his blood covering. Micah 7:18 shows us that the love of God is beyond description. He says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. You know, we look around us at the world in which we're living, and some of you are up in years, your 70s or 80s, as I am, we can remember a world that was not, I mean, there was always wickedness, there was always evil, but not to the extent that there is today. Not terrorism, that was an unheard of thing. I mean, yes, there was always crime, but the kinds of things that are occurring today, things in our churches, in the schools, that we would never have believed could be possible in this nation. But beloved, we know we're in the end times and it's going to get worse. Those that will serve the Lord, their light will grow stronger and stronger and brighter. We see man's inhumanity to man and makes the whole world mourn. Even creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. We all agree, it's awful, it's terrible. Yet, sometimes, even in the Christian church, we see a lack of mercy and forgiveness among Christians, among husband and wife, parents and children, pastors and congregation, and it must make the angels weep. The friend of yesterday can be the critic of today. A little change in the wind, a little mistake, and we find ourselves alone and forsaken. Even the great Apostle Paul, a very poignant statement he makes, all of Asia have turned against me. He had no one to stand with him in his defense. This great epistle, the epistles of the New Testament written by this one man alone. He had such a profound revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it was open to every believing heart, not just to the Jews. Salvation is of the Jews, Jesus said, to the woman at the well. However, his love extends to the whole world. If you're forsaken, if you're down, where do you turn? Well, beloved, to the shepherd. Some of you who have been walking in your own world of loneliness and dread, because of your mistakes, because of things that have happened in the past, even the things you're facing right now, because you haven't lived up to your expectations. Sometimes those are the hardest to meet, not the expectation of others, although that's hard and cruel enough. But behold, today, beloved, Jesus, your good shepherd, the Lord is reaching out to you today with arms of love to restore your life, to restore your soul, to bring you peace, to bring you joy. David said, He restoreth my soul, and only He can do it. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. David spoke from experience when he said, He restoreth my soul. Look at the sands at the seashore. Look at the stars in the heavens. Just, you know, it's impossible to count them all. So are the blessings promised by the shepherd of the sheep. There isn't a broken heart that he cannot heal. There's not a person listening to my voice right now whose life is in such a mess, in such a tangle that he can't unravel it. There's not a miserable life out there that may be listening. You feel your life is just a failure and a mess, that it can't be made happy again. But beloved, that's a problem that he cannot solve. I open with that opening that Brother Glass has always used. You don't have a problem that a miracle from God can't solve, because he's a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. He leads us, beloved, in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 3 and 2:3 states, Many there be which say of my soul, There is no help for him in God, but Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Praise God. Well, I can't think of a better way to bring this broadcast to a conclusion, and we'll continue tomorrow. I pray that you'll be able to be with us. And if not, you can always go to our website and click on the broadcast there. I have such a burden for God's people, and I just want you to know God has put such a love in my heart for my not just my natural family, but my spiritual family, my UCM partners, and my radio family. Some of you listen for a long time, and you have never written. I would love to hear from you. Really, God's kept this ministry relatively small. Why? So it could be personal. Every single letter I pray over and minister as the Lord directs. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.